This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You were talking about power structure taking down the opposition and all that, and you were really hammering it with the shot. And it's kind of really, I think it's all linked, but you got the physical takedowns with J6 and what's happening there, and then the chemical. But, you know, there's 1,100 people who've been charged, and they got to list a whole bunch more along. I got two questions, but I kind of want to start with the first one. When they take down Trump here, this comes at him, and Julie Kelly says he's going to get sedition on J6 charged to him. And now it makes sense because I see these polls now, you know, 60% of Iowa Republicans say, Trump should still run from prison. So she says they're going to charge him with sedition for J6, which means more than likely, and that judge is going out of her mind. I think she's threatening Trump now with his free speech is limited in its scope. And what's going to happen when they throw him in jail? What do you think happens?
I think it makes him even more popular. I think the Supreme Court intervenes at that time. They have to. Or we officially have a dictatorship of Merrick Garland and the Justice Department. The Justice Department has to know that the public completely hates them now, that they're a complete joke.
Shots.
I mean, let me tell you, they bit off more than they could chew. I mean, this is like you weigh 100 pounds and can hardly walk, and you start a fight with Mike Tyson in 1989. In 1989, Muhammad Ali in his prime couldn't beat Mike Tyson. I mean, they're like literally getting in a tiger cage and punching a tiger in the nose. It's insane. And I don't like them. I don't care about them. They have no value to me. I don't want to war with them. I don't want to kill them. I don't want them to kill me. It's like dog manure. You just throw it in the trash can. It has no value. It has a negative value. But at the same time, you know, they're doing what they're doing. And so they're just idiots. They're total scum.
And that leads to my second question, because you just said it. So, gentlemen in Utah, Greg Robertson, okay? I want to ask you this, and I want to ask your opinion on something. So, you know, he would never, he'd still be above grass. I get it. The guy said whatever he said, but he's 70 some years old. He can barely walk.
It's a 300 pound man with a cane taking care of his disabled son, and they went in there to make an example of him and shot him right in the heart.
And you know who turned him in? This is why I'm going to, Truth Social, a group, whatever you call that, that division that gives the tips on their posting this out of bounds or something crazy. And they're the ones that did it. That's Trump's platform. So my question is, what are these platforms worth in New Jersey? What do you think of the Truth Social? What do you think of Twitter?
I mean, listen. I'm sad the guy died. One time I got sent a letter like 20 years ago when George W. Bush was president, and it said, Bush is coming to Nashville or Knoxville or whatever it was in Tennessee next week. I've got guns. I'm going to kill him, and I'm going to go murder him. And I thought it was a setup, some leftist. Because he called the show a bunch, he sent emails, and he sent a letter showing the map and how he was going to kill Bush. Now, I didn't like Bush, but I thought it was a setup. I called the Secret Service. It was in the newspaper. They raided him. He was planning to kill the president. Now, this old guy was just shooting his mouth off. They'd come to his house. He said, I said, it's my dream that I would do this. I'm not serious. So they'd been to his house before. Now, he was playing with fire. He shouldn't have done it. But yeah, they could have picked the old guy up when he went to the grocery store or something. They wanted to make an example. Shame on them. But folks, don't shoot your mouth off about killing people. Plus, the last thing we want is somebody to blow Biden's ugly head off, man. He'll turn him into a victim. No.
I just think this wasn't the guy because they, like you said, they already checked him out. They saw him.
They love it. Look. It's like the Oregon standoff where they just shot the guy in the car for no reason. They got some mental patients in the military. The FBI hires them. They're not all bad, but I mean, because I'm going to lie, I said they were all bad. A lot of them aren't. They blow the whistle. But all I know is they got to feel real good looking at that old fat man they shot right in the heart. Good guys. Good job, guys. You're real men. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at Infowars.com/show, and getting products at Infowarsstore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us, discounted. Infowarsstore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to Infowarsstore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight. Thought-provoking, always informative, Jay Dyer, set to take over in mere minutes, but I promise to hear your calls, so we're doing it right now. Todd in the Great North, Alaska, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. I've been a long-time listener. I was listening to your program the other day with Chris Skye, and you guys were talking about the simian virus number 40 that was discovered in the polio vaccine back when Dr. Salk and Dr. Sabin.
Yep, and that is now it. And that is now in the COVID shots.
Yes, I believe that they added it to the COVID shots, as you guys said. But that stuff was discovered, and in a book, there's a book. It's called The Virus and the Vaccine. You can get it on Amazon for about $20. And with my current and longstanding distrust of the pharmaceutical industry, because of course, we already know that the Rockefellers started all the pharmaceuticals and the poisons. They're all based with petrochemicals. So, I mean, you want to step that in your body, and of course, the George Voice is an American. You're free to do so, but at least get educated about it. I recommend that book to anybody. It will give you a valid argument about why you should not be taking vaccines. And because if we don't help wake people up soon, there ain't going to be people left. You know, they say that, but there ain't going to be people left. We're going to get genetically modified by all these poisons and all these shots, the allergies and all the rest of it that is just coming out. That's just the tip of what's coming.
No, it is, but let me back you up. It's not just in the polio vaccine my grandmother was given that died 5 years ago at 92, that her doctor told her she was given polio by the shot, and AP and Reuters reporting the number one cause of polio worldwide is Bill Gates' UN shots. Here is the Epic Times with the director, with the studies, with the U.S. government, monkey virus DNA found in COVID-19 shots, SV40. And then here's the Google saying it's not true, aiding and abetting the murder. So they know exactly what they're doing.
Yes, they do. They discovered that polio, that SV40 back in the development of the polio vaccines. The NIH covered it up then. The NIH has covered stuff up now. They're continuing to do so. And eventually, we're going to have to make sure that these people cannot cover anything else up. Because, again, like I said, they're killing us.
Absolutely. They're murdering us. They're testing, getting away with it. It's depopulation. It's their plan. Thank you so much, sir. Tim in California, you're on the air.
I got this headline from truthout.org, and also it went to ProPublica and later The Guardian. The EPA, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency, they approved a fuel ingredient nearly guaranteed to cause cancer over a lifetime for everybody on Earth. This is how bad it is. They say it's a million times higher than what the agency usually considers an acceptable risk for new chemicals. And it's actually six times worse than the risk of lung cancer from a lifetime.
What's the chemical?
Smoking. They're burning waste plastic. You can get it from a report.
Oh, you're talking about dioxin.
Well, it's the EPA released this report on 10/17 and 22.
No, they legalized burning dioxin. Yeah, you're right.
Chevron's waste plastic fuels. We have only 6% of our plastic being recycled, so they're just going to burn it. And
that's right.
Well,
so the average, I meant to cover this, the average goody tissue recycles all of it, not knowing they're going to burn it and put dioxin. There it is. EPA approval of fuel ingredient, even though it could cause cancer in virtually every person exposed over a lifetime. Absolutely, brother. It's sick. And then they tell you the world's ending because they're deliberately ending it as we know it.
And they say the reason why is because of this part of the Biden-Harris administration's action to confront climate crisis. And they admit this is too much.
Yeah, got to burn plastic. That'll save the earth, putting it into the atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, you're totally right, brother. It is. They are murdering us. And these idiots, Jill Biden, Joe Biden, they're all breathing it, too.
And they say, look, 7 in 100 people who eat the fish after they start doing this, it's 77,000 times the normal accepted risk for even what goes in the water from this burning of this.
I agree. They've gone full tilt boogie, bum rush to turn the earth into a toxic hellhole. I'm glad you raised that. I meant to cover that. That's what I'm saying. They have gone crazy.
They admit that, look, out of 100 people that eat fish, 7 of them are expected to die, which is 77,000 times the normal accepted risk. They admit to this. They just break all the rules. It used to be 1 out of 1 million. We can your thing. You can't have your new ingredient.
But
now
they try to ban colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm. But now it's 1.3 to 1. Not 1 in a million, 1.3 to 1. In other words, every single person will get cancer they reasonably expect, and they're doing it anyways.
That's why I said they're working with aliens to kill everybody. I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense. It's like, thank you so much, Tim. Great point. Kendall in South Carolina. We'll skip the break and let Jay Dyer take over. Go ahead, Kendall.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Man, you know, that last caller, my crew, just like they do with me, they just searched what he said, and there it was. I mean, they're burning plastic. You think you're recycling it. Then instead of putting it in a landfill, it just sits there and does nothing. They burn it, releasing the poison into the air. I mean, the most evil thing you can imagine, they're doing worse than that.
Man, I can't believe any of the stuff. It seems like they're hitting us from every angle, man. I started listening to y'all just a few months ago, really. I don't know, it's really opened my eyes to a lot. I always knew something wasn't right. COVID really opened my eyes to that. And, you know, I feel like COVID was the alarm that woke me up from my sleep. And then you're like the first show I watched that's, I feel like it's told me the truth since anything and all of that has started. And I just want to thank you for everything you do and everything all of y'all do. I watch you and Harrison every day. I'm getting off work when Owen comes on, so I don't watch as much of him. But, I mean, I want to thank y'all for what y'all do. Y'all have great, great product. I started out with X3, and it just, man, it's great. I've tried Turbo Force, Brain Force, the Real Red Pill Plus. That's probably my favorite. I started taking it, and man, it's insane how quick my muscles are growing. Like, it seems like I'm on steroids almost.
Well, you are on steroids. Until the 70s, it was the number one thing prescribed for arthritis. Your body produces the main ingredient in it is preglinone. And with all the chemicals in the food and water, it blocks preglinone. Even if you produce it, it blocks it. So your body makes preglinone and then makes testosterone and everything else out of it. So whatever the hormones are you're supposed to have, you're a male or female, preglinone is what all the bodybuilders take. But it's not like it's not like an anabolic steroid. It's the precursor naturally to everything you need. That's why Real Red Pill Plus works so well. Thank you for the call. All right. Jay Dyer takes over right now. Jay, great talking to you. Thanks for letting me take part of your time. We're going to skip the break. That's right. I told him to play that as Jay's intro. Turn it up. Jay's analysis, best-selling author, good friend of mine, great researcher. We're going to skip this network break in the next one so he gets his time back. But, man, I hope they air it soon. Oh, they said the next 2 weeks. That Jimmy the Bull from Gravano interview that we just did together was a powerful hour and a half, J-Dar.
Oh, it was wild. It exceeded my expectations. I wanted both you guys to get together and kind of cut loose And you did. You guys went nuts.
How did you get hooked up with that guy?
I think I did. Going on Sean Atwood's podcast, he covers a lot of true crime stuff, and I think Sammy and his people saw those interviews that we did about Vatican corruption, about the history of the mafia, organized crime, and the intelligence agencies, and so they reached out and said, hey, come on some of our interviews, and I said, yeah, I'd be glad to. So they reached out and said, hey, we'd love to talk to Alex, so I put that out there.
Do you know when that airs? They said a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, like a couple weeks. They usually edit their stuff for a couple weeks, and then it goes up. But yeah, I think you're going to have him on your show as well, right?
Yeah, please set it up or help me. All right, Jay, take over. Thanks for letting me have some of your time. Have a great weekend. JR.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you, guys. So today I want to talk about a subject that we touched on a little bit in previous 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show, but we didn't really go deep with an expert guest. So today I have my friend, Tim Gordon, who's coming on. I can't think of anybody better to cover this topic of religious engineering and why religious engineering and what we call institutional capture when it comes to the attempt of various power blocks, various...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bartholomew even penned a book that was promoted by Al Gore and Bill Clinton on the UN Agenda 2030 style austerity population control agenda. Even though they might not openly say they support population control, if you're supporting, you know, the Lynn Rothschild agenda of inclusive capitalism and the World Economic Forum Davos set, then you are supporting by extension the population control agenda, because you can't divorce, you know, the UN, UNESCO from that. In fact, UNESCO was set up by Julian Huxley by design when he wrote the philosophy of UNESCO for the purpose of rebranding depopulation as a kind of, leftist a cause of helping the developing nations by reducing population. And now that's been expanded beyond reducing population of the third world to the entire world, and particularly the Western world. And one of the key things they had to target was the Vatican. And I think there's a long process of this. One last thing I'll say on this before I throw back to you is we all know about this in the Cold War with the way that the Soviets, for example, would replace bishops in Russia with KGB bishops. So you have these kind of, guys that were really just KGB kind of wearing cloaks and vestments, pretending to be bishops. And a lot of people knew that this was the case. And I think people think, oh, well, that was the Cold War, that happened back then, and we're not in the Cold War anymore. But it's not any different in the sense that you can have essentially compromised prelates across the board. And the same thing goes for the Protestant world as well. For example, the Rockefeller family famously bought and paid for multiple seminaries and universities for Protestants to attend to ministers specifically so that they could be trained in the social gospel, essentially a kind of liberal gospel, which removed all of the miracles. And could you tell us a little bit, for example, I know, Tim, you've talked a lot about things like Bella Dodd, and what do you think is going on with the infiltration with these kinds of examples that go back to the Cold War?
The danger for Alex's audience here is to think the Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, are being infiltrated. Doesn't this mean that there's something wrong, like root and branch, with the plan? No, it actually means that, look, the sacramental Episcopal Christian Church, or churches, we can go through that at another time. These are the number one target because they've got seven sacraments and they have bishops who stand directly in line of the apostles. That's why they're being targeted, because they don't have the vetting powers that the NSA or the ONI or the FBI or the CIA have. They don't. So in Orthodox seminaries or Catholic seminaries, they're simply just taking people on their good word. And sometime after the Shadow of Winter Palace, 1917, sometime after the French Revolution, the enemy here on Earth realized that they could infiltrate. And this is a matter of geopolitics as much as it is a matter of concern for Christians like you or me. We have, of course, several records of this. You mentioned Bella Dodd, Jay. I mean, Bella Dodd, after she was a Catholic Italian-American girl who fell away from the faith, fell in with Stalinist Russia, and was implanting evil guys in Catholic seminaries at the behest directly of Stalin. She claims, after she reverted to the faith at the behest of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, she admitted to having placed 1,100 men in Catholic seminaries, and she said a handful of them are in the highest places of the Vatican right now. For some reason, to my chagrin, Archbishop Fulton Sheen didn't have her name names. But she did a tremendous amount of evil. There's another account of this by a French-Canadian nun who tended to a guy who'd been in a motorcycle accident called the Confessions of AA 1025, or sometimes SS 1025, where he added dossiers, which more or less vindicated what Bella Dodd had said. He, in other words, is presumably one of those 1,100 plants that Bella Dodd had made into North American Catholic priesthood. And he was essentially an evil dude who is of the LGBT persuasion that would, from within, corrupt the doctrine and bend it in a feminist direction, bend it in a religiously syncretist direction. That means all religions are the same. Stuff you hear from stoners every day in bad movies. And bend it in a one-world government direction. And there's a kind of, it's not a trifurcation there. Those are three parts of the same attack. So this plan had gone even further back into history, into the middle 19th century. And we know it in terms of intercepted documents by the popes in the middle 1800s. One of the documents is called the Permanent Instruction of the Alta Vendita. Yeah, which is an attack by P2 Lodge, basically secret societies, highest secret society in Italy there, saying, we are going to take the next 100 years till about the middle 20th century, and even though the soldier will die, the march will carry on. We're going to corrupt Catholic doctrine, which had not been corrupted to that point. It had never been touched. For 1900 years, we're going to do it from within. So whether you're talking Marxist, Mason, or some other term for it, the same stuff was going on at the late 19th century, early 20th century. And it's not just conspiracy theory, the way like goofball left caps will charge a far right-wing Catholic of holding. You have the writings of popes like Leo XIII, turn of the century popes, Leo XIII, Pius X, even one of them by Pius IX, on a kind of modernist infiltration of the church, which will conduce to these precise three themes that you and I are talking about today. And by the way, folks out there might not know what a papal encyclical is, Jay, but it's, as you know, a papal letter of usually warning to all of the faithful, all the bishops in the world. The most common topic, the mode of encyclical topic, of all the various topics that all the papal encyclicals have been written on in the Catholic Church, is infiltration by secret societies. So it's not
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and to back Tim's point up there, what he's talking about, there's actually a single book that actually covers this. It's a great book called Popes Against the Modern Errors, and I'm citing this because it really shows what Tim's talking about isn't a conspiracy theory, but rather really the Western Episcopal teaching for a long time, until you begin to have these fissures where there's a really strong push, like he said, for a lot of Masonic ideas. P2 is a great example. Because as you guys know, here on the Fourth Hour and on my channel, we've done a lot of deep dives into the history of the P2 Lodge and their connection eventually to elements within the CIA, particularly Kissinger's, who found P2 to be a formative way to not just control the government of Italy, but to actually set up the Gladio network, which we've covered when we lectured through the Paul Williams Gladio text. He's a Catholic professor who's a little more on the left side of things. But what we found interesting when we dove into that was that his overall thesis also ties into a pro-CIA right-wing Catholic narrative that we got from John Kaler, who's kind of authoritative when it comes to the history of the Stasi. Both of those texts really point out that you have an infiltration of the religious world from these secret societies, Masonic networks, allied with certain elements of the CIA. And I don't want to be too overly broad because, you know, if you have British intelligence or the CIA in the Cold War, certainly there were a lot of right-wing elements within those structures that wanted to promote Catholicism, wanted to promote genuinely conservative ideas. But the problem is that the real power in my...
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. Here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest is Jay Dyer, Jason Allison. We were just talking about religious infiltration and how intelligence agencies, governments, secret societies have attempted, at least for the last few centuries, you go back to the ancient world as well, to try to control the church, to try to control what would be preached from the various religious organizations, to steer them in the direction of what the state wants. You know, there's an old movie that I think of called Becket, and it's about the history of Thomas Becket in England. And in that movie, Peter O'Toole plays the evil king who puts his drinking buddy in as the Archbishop of Canterbury to try to control the church. And this was a big problem in the West, in the East as well. It's known as the investiture controversy. In the East, you have the history of this with various emperors trying to control and change the theology of the church. So this is nothing new, and if we get to the modern period, if you think about the British Empire, a lot of people don't know, or they may have forgotten, that the British Empire controlled through basic ideas like divide and conquer. There's a great book called Secret Affairs written by a Royal Society researcher. So this is somebody from high level in the establishment, and he's just really tracing the history of the British Empire's usage of radical Islam. And so one of the ways that people try to control is through controlled opposition, and that can include religious groups, especially if they're really radical. So the British Empire would use these radical Muslims to really divide and conquer in the Arab world so that they could control the Arab world. That was one of the jobs that, for example, Kim Philby Sr. had, or that T.E. Lawrence had, if you've seen Lawrence of Arabia. That's about that. And the American super establishment, the superstructure, they've basically inherited the same thing, and they want to control entities like the Catholic Church. This was famously known as the Doctrinal Warfare Program of C.D. Jackson coming out of the CIA. And I've been lecturing on Mockingbird recently. Operation Mockingbird included C.D. Jackson as well as a lot of Hollywood people. So, you know, what we were talking about there was the Cold War stuff. And really what I was trying to get to was just that power structure that was really in the background of the Cold War, that really liked a lot of elements of Fabian socialism. They didn't really like Sovietism, but they liked socialism and slow communism known as Fabian socialism. And you can see that actually with the Rockefellers, who in their authorized biography, there's a whole chapter on their funding of two different things that we're going to talk about now. The first of which is a new world religion. The Rockefellers put tons of money into the ecumenist movement from its earliest days, millions of dollars, to create the National Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, with the explicit goal of bending and turning Christianity to a new kind of Christianity that melds more in a syncretistic way, like Tim said, with an emerging world religion that they will control. And this is the Ecumenical Patriarchate. This is Francis and a lot of people in the Roman Catholic world as well, and many of the Protestant leaders too, including Jewish and Muslim leaders that I think go back to some of these older control groups as well. So, Tim, what do you think about this push for a new world religion? Is this a real thing going on with mainline religious groups?
Without a doubt, the evidence is plenary. I think you're second to none in terms of being voiced there. That shows it's absolutely real. There are a lot of people online that assert the conclusion baldly. What I've always respected about you, Jay, you bring the receipts. I mean, look, if someone out there, whether they're a Protestant, Orthodox, or Catholic, Christian, is still scratching their heads skeptically, consider the Abu Dhabi statement signed in 2019 by Francis and other world religious leaders. To me, this is the ultimate source document. The main paragraph here that's now famous, infamous, is it reads as such: the pluralism and the diversity of religions, color, sex, race, and language are willed by God in his wisdom through which he created human beings. Now, it was a sleight of hand because, of course, we're used to liberalism by now, 150, 200 years, shoving down our throats the diversity of all these other categories. And they're not nearly so offensive, irrespective of what your real view on it is. They're not nearly so dangerous as diversity of religions, particularly when you're saying that the diversity of religions, meaning true faith, the one true faith, irrespective of what you think it is, and all the false faiths, are willed together by God. And there's an important distinction here. Not just willed by God in what we call his permissive will, those wicked things which he will suffer, which he will allow because of the free will of human beings, but specifically in his wise will, are willed by God in his wisdom. So this is to say in his proper will, his wise will. This cannot be. There are a couple of bishops, you mentioned Vigano in the Catholic Church. There's also our Archbishop Athanasius Schneider, who's aptly named one of the other heroes in the Catholic Church, who rushed to point out that this cannot happen. God might allow the diversity of religion, which just means error. It just means errant religion to coexist alongside true religion. He might allow it to exist in what we call his permissive will. That's a kind of equivocal name for it, but not in his wise will in terms of what Providence actually designed and hopes for if human beings make the right decision. So this is proof. This is like, I mean, you could, and you do, Jay, you can cite book after book after book of good stuff and you always bring the receipts, but this is a record, as we would say in the law. The Abu Dhabi statement is ground zero for proving the case to skeptics.
Yeah, great example. And that's actually the basis for the multi-faith center that they built in Abu Dhabi, which is this idea that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam can have a kind of a triad chapel of evil, as if they all believe the same thing. And even though there might be a tacit recognition that there's differences, the idea here is, well, let's ignore all of the really significant differences like Jesus, right? And let's just pretend that we kind of all have the same idea. This is a manifestation of what I would say is the same power structures planned from a long time ago. Let me give an example. The very infamous H.G. Wells, who was a high-level Freemason by his own admission, who was an atheist, at least in public perception. But he wrote a lesser-known book that I have an old copy. It's a 1917 copy of his book, God the Invisible King. And a lot of people think, well, he had to be some kind of, you know, scientism, soy man, atheist. No, actually, if you look at what he says, if you go to page 101, he says that our God is actually Prometheus or Lucifer. And people don't know that he was actually a pre-60s counterculture New Ager. In that book and in other books, he says we're going to have a New Age religion. And his other cohort in Fabian Socialism was a woman named Helena P. Blavatsky. And she was a theosophist. And what's interesting is that both of these characters, whether it's H.G. Wells or Blavatsky, they were close to a group of people known as the Milner Circles, and they were both Fabian Socialists, and they both pushed the idea of a New Age religion. In fact, I think, I'm pretty sure, Blavatsky cites various Masonic authors to say that we will have to create a New Age religion to go along with the global world federalist government. So this is not a new plan. It didn't come out with a bunch of boomers in the 1960s smoking weed and saying, yeah, man, we should just have like one religion or whatever. No. This is an old socially engineered plan by the wealthiest people in the West to have a religion that they control. And you know, like Tim said, it's like it's explicitly there. Tim, we got about 30 seconds here. What do you think about that?
Well, I think for the folks out there who are level of religiosity, what they need to consider is why would the evil elitists who run everything really do this? Here's why. Because the drive to know supernaturally, or at least to worship supernaturally, what we call organized religion, is a natural drive. It's a natural drive, and they know that even if they push reductionist materialism, there will always be that supernatural drive, so they're going to cull it and steer it the way they want.
Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show with Greg.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And I want to remind you guys that look for that Sammy the Bull Gravano interview that we did with Alex. And I was honored to be a fly on the wall to listen to that wild conversation. That'll be coming out in a couple weeks. And I want to remind you guys, too, that if you go to my channel, you'll see some links to Jamie Kennedy, the comedian from Scream, from Malibu's Most Wanted. You know, we did a live show together in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and Jamie had us on his podcast, and it's over on his channel, the Jamie Kennedy channel on YouTube. So it was a really wild, funny talk, and a lot of people in Hollywood are getting red-pilled. So go and check that out over on Jamie Kennedy's channel. Today my guest is, as you guys know, Tim Gordon of Rules for Retrogrades. Retrogrades. Rules for Retrogrades. I can't say my R's today, but Tim's got awesome books over there, and we're going to transition into the next segment, which is actually ties into what we're talking about with religious manipulation and the new age of the world religion and so forth. Tim's kind of one of the pioneers out there writing about the resurgence of patriarchy. And although Tim has some great books, he doesn't have a book with himself on the cover with a marshmallow gun like Kurt Russell in Escape from New York. So you can get my book over at Jay's Analysis, Essays on Theology and Philosophy, as well as my 2 Hollywood books, signed copies in the shop at Jay's Analysis. If you want to support the work I do, you can get Tim's books by going over to Rules for Retrogrades. Tim, look, I'm listening to this. I'm in the audience. I hear you guys talking about religious institutional subversion, and then I hear you talking about New World Religion. What in the world does that have to do with feminism and patriarchy? How does that connect?
Everything. Literally everything. Christian masculinism is the true patriarchy, the true red pill, for that matter. And it's literally, even for our Protestant brethren at the family reunion, the patriarchy means Christianity. It's, you know, Orthodox and Catholic know it's a bifurcated patriarchy. There's a clerical route, priests and bishops, and a laity, a lay route, most of us who have wives and families. But the point is this, Jay, the entire attack that these evil guys have been leveling on the churches center around what for us is the original sin, supplanting men with women. That's the original sin, Adam and Eve. Everyone out there, think about this, how fundamental feminism is to the heart of all the isms, all the evil things that have ever killed human beings on planet Earth in body and in soul. It's feminism. When Adam stood down, Eve stood up, right? And say John Chrysostom says, well, sorry, ladies, but a woman was tricked by a beast. Adam then got sort of counter-tricked by a woman, but she's close to his equal. But a woman was tricked by a beast. That's how the serpent knew to go after the woman. So this is my book, The Case for Patriarchy, where we outline that all of this collective psyoping of the West in what I call third wave gender dysphoria, you know, transforming, that's not the real game. And neither was second wave gender dysphoria, which is, you know, the L and the G and the B. The original gender dysphoria is the attack on Christian masculinism by the feminists, which took place really in the mid-1800s. 1848 is when there's something called the Seneca Falls Convention in upstate New York, where Elizabeth Cady Stanton and other Satanists like that, first wave feminists, I learned that from you and Rachel, first wave feminists got together and they outlined real feminism line by line. It's the same year that Marx and Engels did their thing, of course. But let's back it up a second. First wave feminism, second wave feminism, third wave, it's a distinction without a difference. If you look at the lines of the Seneca Falls Convention memorialized by Elizabeth Cady Stanton in this document called Declaration of Sentiments, it's just recognizable 2023 feminism. They want women in the clergy. They want women most of all away from children, because that's really how they take control of this, which is the huge part of the global elites you're talking about in the 1930s, 40s, 50s. They want women away from men, they want a war of sexes, and they want women in the workplace specifically, not just out of the home, but out of the home in the workplace. Then the state will run the kids, like Book 5 of the Republic says. But dig this before I finish. When you trick a group of people that women can act like men and men can act like women, that's the original sin of Adam and Eve, then it's not such a big claim to say, well, women and men can act like one another in the bedroom, which is the L and the G and the B. And conceptually then, it's not such a leap to go to the third iteration of gender dysphoria, which is, all right, if a dude puts on a dress because he can act like it, then he can identify as a woman ontologically. And guess what? Here's the real game. I convinced my friend Michael Knowles of this and Matt Walsh over at the Daily Wire. The most destructive one by 10 to the power of 3 is the original feminism, right? That's what influenced all of us root and branch. We were all raised in the matrix of the matriarchy, and it was filtered through our churches, and Vatican II verifies this, through the 20th century, through our governments. And we're not really that influenced, guys like you and I, by L or G or B or T, are we, Jay? But everyone I knew, even the half of my friends who didn't come from a divorced household, it was their mom running the household, and that's what messed everyone up. That's what allows evil to prevail in the world, and that's why it was the original sin. I'm taking a broad view. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. And to bring it up to the 20th century in terms of power groups, power elites, there's a lot of admissions of this as well. That same authorized biography that I mentioned, The Rockefellers by Collier and Horowitz, there's a whole chapter not just on the creation of a new world religion and the ecumenist movement, but there's a separate chapter that deals with the funding of feminism, particularly third wave feminism. Abby Rockefeller gave a lot of money to that and really helped create things like Cell 16, which was this radical communist Marxist feminist groups. And of course, absolutely, those movements typically coincide and go together. Again, you can go back to Blavatsky and her sort of pseudo early feminist movements as well. And then you go ideas. You go back to like Tim said, Mary Wollstonecraft, the French Revolution, also radical egalitarian feminist. And then to bring it up to the present day in terms of some of the mouthpieces of this, one of the psychonauts,
Terence McKenna himself, who worships the mushroom, why, he talked to the mushroom and the mushroom told him that the religion of the future will be the goddess to return.
Literally, there's a whole chapter in Food of the Gods about the goddess being the religion of the future. And we see a lot of these psychonaut guys as well, just as another example, pushing this in the counterculture. The Aquarian Conspiracy, which is actually not a conspiracy text for those that don't know. It's a Tavistock-created text by Marilyn Ferguson about how the world is going to change post-60s counterculture through the corporate world and the educational system adopting feminism. The book is about feminine attitudes being adopted across the social sphere, corporate world, legal world. Tim, you could probably speak to that. So would you say that this has basically taken over the institutions beyond the religious world as well?
Of course. I mean, the religious takeover was actually last, because we have more of a doctrinal starch blocking than, you know, government. Military was one of the last ones to be infiltrated by the ladies. And sports is currently underway. But ironically, sports has given religion, Christianity, what I care about, Christianity a run for its money. Orthodox and Catholic are both being attempted to be overrun by women clerics, which is truly, truly evil. And yet it's sports, of all things. Yeah, I mean, I like sports. A lot of my fans and my viewers don't. They don't like the sports ball. But I do watch it. I do care about it. And if you don't care about it, you still ought to be able to care about this. It occupies a major section, lobbying section, special interest section, in Agenda 2030. Why would that be? Isn't Agenda 2030 about ecology or some nonsense? It's a major section. It's culture war. They need women in sports. I have taken a shellacking so many times during an MMA fight or sometimes during the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder trilogy fights, where they're putting women on the undercards. Why are they pushing this so hard? Why are they pushing the WNBA so hard, even though 27 seasons, it's never been in the black? Why are they pushing it? It doesn't work. These are businessmen, right? It's really important because there's something called the female athlete triad. Women are getting so much testosterone that they stop having their periods. Women are getting so much testosterone that something like 98% of the WNBA is purportedly L. And this is important because it not only propagates culture wars, but it does so in a particular way where the family is going to be exploded, imploded from outside pressure. Why would that be
absolutely
an agenda?
This is at the end. A Rule for Retrogrades is the channel, the site, and check out Tim's.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.